All right, so Coach, just opening thoughts on the game. You were only up four at the end of the first half, but looking, turned up the defense in the second half, were able to spurred the game, a differential up. What adjustments did you just kind of make in that second half overall?
Well, we felt like, you know, we played within 48 hours the second game, and we were a little fatigued, and I thought our pressing was just wearing us down on our legs, and we were getting beat on dribble penetration. So we decided to get back and play our half-court man defense and switch everything, and I think we were able to wear them down a little bit, and they had to work harder to get shots off against us rather than being able to shoot past us. They were having to try to shoot over us, and with our length, I thought we disrupted them defensively, which led to some easy baskets on the offensive end.
2 games into the season, just what are your overall assessment of the team? What are some things that you're liking so far?
I like the way we share the basketball. I like that we play together, and you know, we're not a one-person team. You know, we have different players step up every night. You know, Aaliyah Whiteside and Rodrika Rogers and Katarina Vukovic have been the core nucleus of our team on the offensive and defensive end. They've anchored us, but I've seen some, you know, big nights out of Irene Agari, out of Antonia Parison. CeCe Cryer, a freshman, came in and given us some really quality minutes. Imani Tilford has really been a catalyst on the defensive end. So I think the thing that I'm the most excited about this team is that we're so young, that we have a lot of potential to continue to get better every day.
How good is it to have Whiteside just back and starting and performing well, very well for you so far?
Well, the thing I like about Aaliyah is last year she was the most efficient. If you look at player efficiency ratings, she's one of the top five most efficient players in the ACC. And if you look at how she's scoring her points, you know, she's scoring 21 points on 13 shots. You know, we had players last year that would score 20 points, but it would be on 27 shots, you know. And I think that her she's being very efficient for us on the offensive end. And then defensively, I thought in the second half she got some key deflections that resulted in easy baskets.
Yeah, and Rogers as well, another returner for you. She once again provided some good rebounding and interior play for you.
Well, when Drake is on, you know, and she's going after rebounds, she's hard to stop. And I thought that they were doing a great job, like double and triple teaming her. And when we were able to get her some isolations and get her on the block without them being able to help, I thought she was able to score pretty easily. So I thought in the second half, some of the adjustments we made offensively to get her the ball really helped.
And two more things with Vukovic. She only started a handful of games last year, but she's already been a starting lineup. It looks like she's going to be a starter for all of this season.
Yeah.
Discuss her transition, having to be a full-time starter now for the team instead of coming off the bench majority of last
year.
Right.
Throughout her career, she's been in and out of the starting lineup. She's played the 3, she's played the 4, she's played the 5, she's played the 2. She's played every position for us except for point guard. And, you know, this year we've moved her exclusively. She plays 90% of her minutes on the perimeter, at the 2 or the 3. For 6'3", you know, that's a big guard, and that's somebody that can really knock down shots, but she can also post up smaller opponents. So I've really been impressed with her versatility and her ability to make plays.
And lastly, you've had a change in the guard position. You've started Cryer in the point guard spot, incoming freshman or true freshman. How has she handled that? And discuss the rest of your newcomers and how they're adjusting to the system.
I think she's done an unbelievable job. We started out the season knowing that, you know, CeCe was potentially going to be our point guard. We just didn't know how long it was going to take her to be able to adjust. And, you know, she's gets better every single day. She's starting to understand and buy into our offensive and defensive system. And, you know, she makes plays. I mean, she's a playmaker. And she creates shots for easy shots for her teammates. And, you know, when she's on, she's tough to guard.
Yeah, and you just said you have a lot of freshmen on the team as well. Just how are they handling these games so far? I mean, you've had 2 home games over the 48-hour span. Mm-hmm. How are they adjusting to the college game so far?
Well, I think it's tough. I think it's a tough adjustment for any freshman, but you add in the fact that they're a student-athlete at Georgia Tech, and I think that's like a little bit overwhelming at times. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's really important that we make sure that they are getting rest, not just physical rest, but mental rest. And, you know, that's been kind of tricky, trying to get in a whole new system with 7 new players and try to rest them at the same time. But I've really been impressed with the leadership of our upperclassmen, Aaliyah Whiteside, Rodrika Rogers. I can't say enough about their leadership, their support, their patience with these younger players.